Launch!
Science fiction movies and TV shows are full of big space battles, but it's rare to see those attempt some kind of realism. There are a few recent exceptions. The Expanse wowed audiences with a realistic depiction of what future space battles might be like. And the 2000s Battlestar Galactica used real Newtonian physics to make some of the most incredible space slugfests ever captured on screen. But long before either of those shows, one sci-fi series was innovating massive, scientifically accurate space battles using new technology beyond anything anyone had seen before. Launch your Star Fury and set thrusters to maximum. You're about to find out what happens when the last best hope for peace fails. This is Giant Freakin' Robot, and these are the best space battles of Babylon 5.
Vesta and Juno launch fighters and assume point.
With the Shadow War ended, Babylon 5's Captain John Sheridan is free to turn his attention to sorting out the problems with Earth. That's bad news for President Clark, the corrupt totalitarian dictator who has taken over Earth. Clark orders Earth Force ships to begin attacking civilian targets. Sheridan can't let that stand. A fleet of six Omega-class destroyers, led by Captain Trevor Hall aboard the EAS Heracles, is ordered to blockade Proxima III, a human colony that has broken away from Earth. Sheridan decides that this is the place he wants to make a statement. The alien allies who helped Sheridan during the Shadow War have signed neutrality treaties and won't be involved.
Stand by to initiate jump. Jump.
Sheridan moves on Proxima with a fleet of White Stars and every fighter craft he can find. The battle doesn't start right away. This is an Earth-on-Earth conflict, and neither side is eager to kill their brothers and sisters.
President Clark is out of control. He's got you out here on an illegal mission.
Sheridan pleads with the other side to defect, offering them amnesty, offering them anything if they'll just stop supporting Earth's corrupt government.
Any action you take in support of an illegal order makes you an accomplice of that order. Ah, come on, Mackie.
Captain Hall is in charge, and he has no interest in Sheridan's speeches. He's a Clark loyalist, and while some of the other ships take Sheridan's offer...
Open fire.
Hall starts the attack.
Engage any hostile target. Fire at will. I repeat, fire at will.
The Earth forces are no match for Sheridan's White Star fleet, and with the support of Babylon 5's fighter squadrons, it's clear Hall can't win. Hall refuses to surrender, intending to fight to the last. But in the end, his crew mutinies. They surrender, and the battle is over.
All ships, stand by to jump. Target, Earth Beacon 11629er.
Aye, aye, Captain. Targeting Earth Beacon 11629er.
Jump!
The Earth Alliance Civil War has loomed in the background of everything that's happened on Babylon 5 since the very beginning. It ends here. To set the right tone, Captain Sheridan moves his command to an Earth ship, the EAS Agamemnon. He faces a fleet of 36 Earth destroyers over Mars, led by General Leftcourt, a man loyal to Earth's corrupt President Clark.
This is Fleet Command, General Robert Leftcourt to Destroyer Group.
Sheridan is ready for them. He's been smuggling shadow-modified telepaths aboard Earth's ships for weeks. Sheridan launches a diversion, attacking planet-side bases with his White Stars. He orders Leda to activate the telepaths smuggled aboard Earth ships, and they awaken, disabling most of Earth's destroyers.
Target engines and weapon systems. I want them disabled, not destroyed.
The remaining 10 ships are disabled by the White Star fleet effortlessly. At this point, it seems like things are going well, but that's about to change. Earth is surrounded by a series of defense platforms, and realizing it's all over, President Clark decides to go scorched Earth and turn them on his own planet. The battle becomes a race against time to destroy the platforms before they annihilate the entire population of Earth. Meanwhile, the other alien races who'd supported Sheridan during the Shadow War have, at Sheridan's request, stayed out of the fray. But Jakar and Londo are determined to support their human friends. They convince the others to form up and ride to the rescue.
Sheridan risked his life and the lives of every human on this station to help save our worlds.
Everyone arrives at Earth, Sheridan and the White Stars, Earth-allied ships, the Mimbari, the Centauri, the Narns, the League of Non-Aligned Worlds. Every race in the galaxy arrives with one common goal: save Earth.
Delenn, we need you.
We are there.
They attack Earth's defense platforms in a desperate bid to save the planet. It's working, but too slowly. Sheridan's ship, the Agamemnon, is damaged, and its weapon systems are disabled. There's one platform left, and it's about to fire on the planet.
John, there's no one else close enough to stop it.
Sheridan orders ramming speed and sends his ship and her crew to their death.
All power to engines. Give me ramming speed.
And then, at the last minute, General Leftcourt arrives.
Holla to Agamemnon. We have monitored the situation. Hold on to your hats.
A former enemy unites with Sheridan in one final battle to save the human race, and the final platform is destroyed. Earth is liberated, Clark commits suicide, and the Civil War is over.
White Star 9, break off and target their forward guns!
The Battle of Coriana 6. The Shadow War is raging. Babylon 5's Captain Sheridan has formed an alliance of light.
Thousands of ships. Over 24 races working together for the very first time.
Comprised of forces from the Narn, the Mimbari, and the smaller non-aligned worlds of the galaxy to combat the Shadow threat. The Vorlon, who they thought were their allies, have now revealed themselves as villains no different from the Shadows. They're destroying whole planets just for fun. It's not going well. It all comes to a head over a heavily populated planet called Coriana 6. Sheridan lures the forces of both the Shadows and the Vorlons to this one place. The two elder races have avoided fighting each other. Instead, they use others as pawns in their eternal argument. Sheridan's plan is to force the Vorlons and Shadows into facing off, even though he knows his forces will be caught in the middle. He has an ace in the hole. The Vorlons and the Shadows aren't the only elder races left in the galaxy. He sends Ivanova to recruit the last remnants of the other first ones.
This ship is the White Star. We've come to find you. The enemy that you fought before has returned. In order to fight the Shadows, we formed an alliance with others.
Zog?
What do you mean, Zog? Zog what?
Whether they'll show up when called upon is unknown.
Win or lose, we'll go down fighting. Pour it on, Mr. Lanier. Take us into the fire.
The battle begins. The Shadows and the Vorlons fall for Sheridan's trap. They ignore Sheridan's vastly inferior army of light.
Morning, gentlemen. This is your wake-up call.
Refusing to be ignored, Sheridan attacks, using Asteroid's mind as a trap.
Captain? They're pissed.
The battle turns into a massive fireball of destruction, with three fleets ripping each other to shreds. The Army of Light isn't doing well. They're getting decimated. And that's when the first ones show up.
Send the signal, Mr. Lanier.
They only bring one ship each, but one ship is enough. Now there are four fleets involved instead of three, and the battle becomes even more chaotic. The first ones destroy the Vorlon planet killer, saving Coriana 6. The Shadows engulf Sheridan's fleet in a death cloud.
The others out there still work in secret. But he wanted you to know what is at stake. He wants all of you to know what you may be asked to die for.
Both the Vorlons and the Shadows demand that Sheridan choose one of them to side with.
Understanding is a three-edged sword. Your side, their side, and the truth. The truth is, we don't need you anymore.
Angered, the Shadows begin firing missiles at Sheridan's White Star II. Every time they do, one of the Alliance of Light ships throws itself in the missile's path, sacrificing themselves to save their leaders. Stymied by Sheridan and his people's decision to commit suicide rather than pick a side,
you're trying to force us to decide which of you is right. But what if the right choice is not to choose at all?
The Vorlons and Shadows give up.
It's over because we've decided it's over. Now get the hell out of our galaxy, both of you.
The oldest of the first ones, Lorian, convinces them to leave the galaxy and move on. And the Shadow War is finally over.
I look forward to the day when your people join us beyond the Rim. We will wait for you.
Bring us in closer to the enemy.
How close?
Right down their throats.
The Battle of Babylon 5 is something the series spent three seasons building towards. We've watched as the Earth-based government the Babylon 5 crew answers to turns increasingly authoritarian and corrupt. Sometimes, the signs of the Earth government's rot are hidden in the background. Sometimes, they've been front and center of the story.
Listen to me. There's information you don't have. What's been going on for the last year, we haven't been allowed to tell you.
But it's been happening gradually. We know it, and the Babylon 5 crew knows it. Captain Sheridan has tried to stay neutral, but that won't last. In the Season 3 episode Severed Dreams, he's forced to take a stand.
I promised Delenn that we would draw a line against the darkness no matter the cost. Well, now we know the cost.
That stand leads to immediate conflict. Earth's corrupt president has ordered the Earth Force fleet to attack and destroy the ships of those disloyal to his regime.
Tell the F batteries to open fire.
Command a squadron. Fire in the hole. Repeat, fire in the hole.
One of those ships, an Omega-class destroyer called the EAS Alexander, is forced to fight back. Hunted and on the run, the ship's commander, Ed Ryan, realizes he and his crew have only one place of sanctuary left.
There's only one place safe for us. Set course for Babylon 5.
The Alexander and another Omega-class destroyer, the Churchill, soon arrive at Babylon 5. Sheridan is ordered to surrender them or fight against the government and the planet he's sworn to protect.
I say fight.
Fight.
Fight. Fight.
He announces Babylon 5's independence and braces for battle.
As of this moment, Babylon 5 is seceding from the Earth Alliance. We will remain an independent state until President Clark is removed from office.
Earth sends a task force to throw him and everyone who supports him in jail. Battle ensues.
Jump gate activated. Here they come.
The attacking task force is made up of two Omega-class destroyers and two Hyperion-class heavy cruisers. Each ship is loaded with fighters. Babylon 5 has its own defense grid, its fighters, and two Omega-class destroyers.
Well, we're in it now.
Sheridan and his captains are hesitant to fire on other Earth Force vessels. Until recently, The people on board their opponent's ships were friends and colleagues. Their opponents aren't as interested in holding back, and so...
Forces closing. Entering firing range.
Close blast doors and activate the laser. Stand by.
The battle begins.
Launch fighters.
Babylon 5 launches its fighters and activates the defense grid. The station and its allies return fire. Explosions are everywhere. Breaching pods are launched by the enemy and begin landing troops on the station in an effort to take it over. Babylon 5 is prepared to repel boarders, but the Earth ships have them outnumbered.
Alpha Squadron, form up on my wing. Delta Squadron, punch us a hole through there.
Confirmed.
One of Babylon 5's ships, the Churchill, is critically damaged.
Hiroshi, get out of there! Get to the life pods!
Her captain chooses to sacrifice herself and her crew. The Omega-class destroyer Roanoke remains, but Sheridan orders the station to focus its fire.
Fire!
She's heavily damaged, and Sheridan begs her commander to surrender.
We promise safe passage to...
But the Roanoke explodes. The battle is over. Sheridan thinks they've survived, but it isn't, and they haven't.
Oh, no.
New jump gates open, and more Earth Force ships emerge. Two more Omega-class destroyers and a Hyperion-class destroyer are bearing down on a now-depleted Babylon 5.
Jump points forming right on top of us.
Sheridan and his crew brace for death.
How many?
Four.
And then, the Mimbari arrive.
Babylon 5 is under our protection. Withdraw. Or be destroyed.
Babylon 5's independence is solidified.
Only one human captain has ever survived battle with the Mimbari fleet. He is behind me. You are in front of me. If you value your lives, be somewhere else.
And Earth's fleet, terrified of the Mimbari's superior ships, doesn't return. Want more epic space battles and Babylon 5 videos? You're going to have to do all that YouTube stuff. Leave a comment, like the video, and subscribe to the channel. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you later on Giant Freakin' Robots.